Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Yevamos 118 and Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis brings us to the last sugya in this 15th chapter called Aisha Shalom. So the Gemara asks the following question. As a background, we know there's a principle that a person is not able to acquire something on behalf of their friend unless it's for their friend's benefit. But if it's for the friend's detriment, you can't acquire something on behalf of your friend. So the context is, Bamine Rava mi Rav Nachman. So Rava asked the following question for Rav Nachman. Hamazaka get le ishto bimkom yavam. So if a person wants somebody else to accept a divorce on behalf of his wife, meaning to say, he says, you take this and you be the agent to accept this on behalf of my wife, so I'm divorcing her in a situation where he has a brother. And so therefore, if he's going to die, then she's going to have to marry Duyibim with this brother, Mahu. Under those circumstances, do we say that it's going to be considered like a merit on her behalf to receive the gift from her husband so that she wouldn't be forced to Duyibim? And in that case, the person is allowed to receive it on her behalf even without her knowledge. Do we say, Kivin Desanula, since she hates this Yavam and she doesn't want to have Yibam with him, Schutua, this is a merit for her to get this divorce, V'zachem Adam Shalwa B'fanam, and we could receive this, we can accept for something on somebody's behalf, even though he was not appointed an agent. And so therefore, he's able to receive this get on her behalf, even without her appointing him as an agent. Odilma, or perhaps we say, Kimin de Zimnin de Rachamale, or do we say perhaps in sometimes she actually likes her husband's brother, and so therefore Chovu Avein Chavin La'adam Shal B'fanav. Therefore, it's considered a detriment for her to receive the get, and she wouldn't have wanted this person to be appointed as an agent on her behalf. And so therefore, the agent is not able to receive the get on her behalf unless she had appointed him to receive her get. So Amar Lei, so when Rava asked this question from Rav Nachman said, we have a proof from our Mishnah. Tanina, we learned in the first part of the Mishnah, Chosh Shin L'Dvarev, Choletzes V'lo Misya Bemis. They were concerned for her words, and under those circumstances that we do Chalitza and not Yibam, meaning to say that the Gemara is assuming that in our Mishnah there was a circumstance where you could understand a woman's words in either way. And since we're not sure what her intent would have been under those circumstances, we say that we don't allow her to do Yibam, but we do require a Chalitza. So therefore, in this case, we're going to say that since sometimes she likes her brother-in-law and sometimes she hates him, if the husband appoints somebody else as an agent to accept it on behalf of his wife, so therefore, since we're not sure what's going to happen, if her husband will die, we'll require a chalitza because maybe she's not divorced. And so therefore, she is forced to do yibam. But she can't do yibam because maybe she is divorced, and then in which case it would be an erva, it would be a prohibited relationship. So Amar Lei Ravina LeRava, so Ravina says to Rava the following case. So let's say the husband and wife are fighting, Rachmano Litzlan, and a person says to another man, you take this get on behalf of my wife, but the wife didn't appoint. So do we assume that because they were fighting, the wife would have wanted this man to accept the get on her behalf? Do we say, Kibin de Islay Ketata Bade, since they have a fight amongst them, Zechutua, she'll want the guy to accept a divorce on her behalf? Or do we say, Odilma, Niyacha de Gufa Adifai, even though they're fighting, she still prefers to be with her husband. She prefers the way her body feels when she's with her husband, and so therefore she would not have appointed this person to accept the get on her behalf. She would not have wanted it. So that's what the Gemara is asking. So what's the answer? Tashma, the Gemara says, well, let's cite what the Braisa says. Not the Braisa, but there's a statement from the Amoraim, the Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says a principle which was certainly true in the time of the Talmud, or the rabbis believed in the time of the Talmud. It's a question whether or not it's still true today. Reish Lakish says, Tavu Meitav Tandu, Milo Meitav Armalu. It's that a person prefers to dwell together with another person than to dwell as a widow. Meaning to say, even if the woman doesn't like the husband so much, she'd rather be with him than living on her own. And so therefore, it's not a merit for her to receive this divorce because she wouldn't want to be living on her own. Abaya, Amar Abaya explains, Tishumshina Gavra Kursaya Becharata Ramu, meaning to say, this is a cynical phrase, but it's the rabbi's view of life, that even if her husband was a small man like an ant, nevertheless, she's going to be so proud of him, she's going to show his importance that she's married, and she's going to put his throne, and she's going to put her throne amongst the distinguished women, meaning to say that even if she's married to a guy who's basically nothing special, he's an ant, nevertheless, in her eyes, that's amazing, and that's going to make her considered like a very distinguished woman. And so therefore, she prefers to be married even to a guy who's a nobody than to not be married at all. Rav Papa Amar Dinavtza Gavra, even if her husband is a wool comber, Tikri Besife Baba Vatesef. Nevertheless, even if she's married to a wool comber, a really undistinguished profession, she's going to put her chair at the entrance to her house to show everybody that she's married. Rav Ashi Amar Dekulsa Gavra, Lo Bai Tulufke Lekidra. And even if her husband has some blemish in his family, she's going to want to marry him in order that she'll be considered married, even if he's only going to be able to feed her lentils. V'chulan, and all of them, mizanos v'tolos b'balan. Another reason to be married is because that way they could commit adultery, sleep with whoever they want, and attribute to their husbands. So the rabbis clearly believe that a woman would rather be married even to a guy who's nothing special than to be divorced.